السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، العزة لا تكون إلا في طاعة الملك العزيز الديان، ذلك هو الشأن في كل زمان ومكان، فكيف بها في زمن الهوان؟ حقا لا تكون إلا في توحيد الله واتباع محمد رسول الله سيد ولد عدنان صلى الله عليه وسلم. روى ابن المبارك في الزهد وأبو نعيم في الحلية والحاكم في المستدرك عن طريق طارق بن شهاب عن طارق بن شهاب قال: خرج عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى الشام ومعنا أبو عبيدة بن الجراح، فأتوا على مخاضة وهي مكان فيه ماء وطين، وعمر على ناقة له، فنزل عنها وخلع خفيه فوضعهما على عاتقه، وأخذ بزمام ناقته فخاض بها المخاضة. فقال أبو عبيدة: يا أمير المؤمنين، أنت تفعل هذا؟ تخلعن عليك، تخلع خفيك وتضعهما على عاتقك، وتأخذ بزمام ناقتك وتخوض بها المخاضة؟ ما سرني أن أهل البلد استشرفوك. فقال عمر رضي الله عنه: أوه،
لو يقل ذا غيرك يا أبا عبيدة جعلته نكالا لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إنا كنا أذل قوم فأعزنا الله بالإسلام، فمهما نطلب العز بغير ما أعزنا الله به أذلنا الله. قال الحاكم: صحيح على شرط الشيخين، ووافقه الذهبي. فتعالوا عباد الله نرى بماذا أعز الله أنبياءه وأولياءه وصدر هذه الأمة حتى سادوا. فهذا أبو البشر آدم عليه السلام لما أغراه إبليس بالأكل من الشجرة فأخرجه من الجنة، وفرح الشيطان بذلك الانتصار. عرف آدم طريق العزة فتاب إلى ربه وأناب، فاستجاب الله له وتاب عليه فأعزه وأذل خصمه. وهكذا جرى مع نوح عليه السلام، ففي الوقت الذي استهان به قومه وأرادوا احتقاره وإهانته قال الله عز وجل عن ذلك: ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه، قال: إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون. فسوف تعلمون من يأتي عذاب يخزيه ويحل علي عذاب مقيم. وقال سبحانه: كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر. ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر، وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر، وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر. ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر، فكيف كان عذابي ونذر. وهذا أبو الأنبياء إبراهيم عليه السلام، وهذا أبو الأنبياء إبراهيم عليه السلام ألقاه قومه في النار إرادة إذلاله وتعذيبه واحتقاره، فيعزه الله عز وجل ويقول سبحانه: فقلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. فأي عزة أعظم من تلك العزة التي يخرج الله عز وجل نبيه إبراهيم بها سالما سليما معافا من أن تمسه النار، فيخرج فيغيظ بذلك أعداء الله عز وجل عليهم لعائن الله. وهذا موسى عليه السلام يأتي إلى اليم وقد سد طريقه حتى يأس الناس الذين معه، حتى يأس بنو إسرائيل فقالوا: إنا لمدركون. قال: كلا، إن معي ربي سيهدين. فأمره ربه أن يضرب البحر بالعصا، فانفلق كل فرق كالطود العظيم. وجاء في تفسير هذه الآية أن البحر انفلق 12 طريقا على عدد أصباط بني إسرائيل، دخلوا وساروا فيه ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض من خلاله كالمرآة. نعم عباد الله، هكذا ينجي الله الصالحين، هكذا ينجي الله المؤمنين، هكذا يعز الله أولياءه في كل مكان وحين. وهذا نبي الله عيسى عليه السلام، لما أرادوا أن يقتلوه أعزه الله عز وجل فقال: وقولهم: إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. ألقى الله شبهه على أحدهم فأخذوه وقتلوه نكالا بهم، وأعز الله عبده ورسوله. قال سبحانه: وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه، ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن، وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه، وكان الله عزيزا حكيما، عزيزا منيعا قويا يعز أولياءه. وهؤلاء هم أنبياء الله ورسله. أيوب وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل وذا النون وزكريا هانوا على أقوامهم، لكن الله أعزهم وجعل النصر والدائرة لهم، فقال سبحانه: وأيوب وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين، فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين، وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين، وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين، وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، فظن أن لن نقدر أيضا بمعنى اعتقد اعتقادا جازما أننا قادرون عليه، فلا يتوهم أن نبي الله يعتقد أن الله لن يقدر عليه، بل هذا هو من استعمالات العرب يستعملون النفي للتوكيد. قال سبحانه: فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم، وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه: ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين، فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه. إنهم، انظر يا أخي في الله إلى الأسباب الجامعة لعزة الله ونصره المحققة لها، انظر تقدم أنهم من الصالحين وأنهم من الصابرين، وهنا يقول الله عز وجل وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه: ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين، فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه. إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. والتي أحصنت فرجها أي مريم ابنة عمران، فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون، وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون، فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون. وهذا إمام الأنبياء، هذا إمام الأنبياء وسيد الأولياء محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وقع له من الإعزاز من ربي ما لم يقع لأحد من العالمين قبله ولن يقع لأحد بعده، إذ أراد أعداؤه له ولأصحابه الذل والهوان، وسعوا لذلك ما استطاعوا غير أن الله أعزه وأعلى شأنه. فانظر إلى مولاه وما أولاه من العز في بدر، حيث قاتل معه جبريل على رأس جيش من الملائكة مردفين مسومين، وها هو ذا ربه يعزه حين تكالب عليه أعداؤه من يهود ومشركين، فأرسل الله عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم يروها، وذلك في غزوة الخندق في غزوة الأحزاب. قال عز وجل: ورد الله الذين كفروا بغيظهم لم ينالوا خيرا، وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال، وكان الله قويا عزيزا. بل حتى إنه سبحانه هو من قذف الرعب في قلوب اليهود الذين نقضوا عهدهم مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم واتحدوا مع الوثنيين ضده. وانظر كيف أن الله أعزه يوم أن تبعه المشركون في هجرته فحماه الله منهم. قال تعالى: إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه: لا تحزن إن الله معنا، فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها، وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا، والله عزيز حكيم. وهذا الفاروق عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديبية: يا رسول الله، ألسنا على الحق؟ قال: بلى. قال: أليس على الباطل؟ قال: بلى. قال: أليس قتلانا في الجنة وقتلهم في النار؟ قال: بلى. قال: فلما نعطي الدنية في ديننا يا رسول الله؟ فيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له: يا عمر، إني رسول الله ولن يضيعني الله. ونزل القرآن على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخبر أن الصلح كان فتحا، ونزل قوله تعالى: إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا. فلما سمع عمر الآية اطمأن قلبه واستبشر بأنه فتح، فما برح الزمان حتى عاد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد عامين من ذلك فاتحا لمكة، ظافرا بنصر الله وإعزازه له. ففي الوقت الذي ظهر الموقف على أنه موقف ضعف وذل، فإذا به يتحول إلى موقف من أعظم مواقف العزة، لأنه ما كان إلا بسبب طاعة الله عز وجل وامتثال أمره. وهكذا كان لأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله تعالى عنهم من العزة شيء كثير. فمن ذلك ما حصل لهم عند النجاشي ملك الحبشة الذي كان على النصرانية، فلما أتاه الصحابة فارون بدين من قريش وبطشها وجبروتها، هنا يأتي عمرو بن العاص وعبد الله بن أبي ربيعة فيكيدون للمسلمين ليوقع النجاشي بهم انتقاما لنبي الله عيسى بن مريم، حيث أفهماه بأن المسلمين يتكلمون بكلام غير لائق بعيسى وأمه، ولكن الله ينصر رسله، فما هي إلا أن تلا جعفر بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه على النجاشي ما جاء في القرآن بشأن عيسى وأمه، فما كان من النجاشي ومن معه إلا أن أجهشوا بالبكاء. وأقسم النجاشي أنه لمن نفس المشكات التي جاء منها عيسى، فرد موفدي قريش خائبين، وأعز الله المؤمنين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن سنة الله في إعزاز أوليائه خصوصا عند أن يقعوا في مواضع الذل والعوان ليجعلهم كما قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال تعالى: يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل. ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين، ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. وهكذا يعز الله تعالى أولياءه إنهم أتوا بما أوجبه عليهم من إفراده بالعبادة وإفراد رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمتابعة وبالصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة، كما قال تعالى في سورة النور: وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم، وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم، وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. وقال تعالى: لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. وقال تعالى: وكان حقا علينا نصر المؤمنين. وقال تعالى: ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا. وقال سبحانه: ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. هذه هي أسباب العزة يا أمة الإسلام: طاعة ربكم واتباع هدي نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم واستمساك بحبل الله الذي هو القرآن. فهلا فطنتم لما يراد بكم وما يريد الله تعالى لكم، فأراعوا إلى علمائكم وتعاونوا مع ولاة أمركم على طاعة ربكم، ينزل نصره بكم ويظهر دينه الذي ارتضاه لكم ويكتب العزة والنصر والسؤدد والكرامة لكم. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وحافظوا على موروث رسول الله، لا تحيدوا عنه قيد أنملة لأجل فلان وفلان، والزموا هدي رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم وهدي أصحابه، والتفوا حول علمائكم وأمرائكم، فإنه لا خير في أمة تنتقص علماءها وتنابذ حكامها، فإنها إذن أمة خليقة بالضياع. فنسأل الله جل شأنه أن ينزل على قلوبنا اليقين، وأن يجعلنا وإياكم من خير عباده المفلحين. اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، اللهم إنا نسألك أن تعز أمة الإسلام بعز من عندك، وأن تنصرها نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم لم شعثاء ووحد كلمتها وألف بين قلوبها على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفق ولي أمرنا خادم الحرمين الشريفين الملك عبد الله بن عبد العزيز ونائبه الثاني وجميع من في دولته للعمل بشريعتك، لتحكيم شريعتك واتباع هدي رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم كما جعلتهم ناصرين لدينك رافعين لراية التوحيد، اللهم فاجعلهم حرسا لها أبد الآباد، واجعلهم على هذه البلاد دائمين بالحق منصورين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وردد علينا مليكنا سليما معافى، متعه اللهم بالصحة وألبسه ثوب العافية، وأيده بإخوانه وأعوانه لنصرة الإسلام والمسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وأعز الإسلام في كل مكان، وأعز المسلمين يا رب العالمين، وأهدي جميع ولاة أمور المسلمين لتحكيم شرعك واتباع هدي رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلهم رحمة لرعاياهم، واجعلهم غصة في حنوق أعدائهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء، أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم أغثنا غيثا مغيثا سحا طبقا غدقا مجللا. اللهم اجعله على رؤوس الجبال ومنابت الزرع وبطون الأودية. اللهم احي به البلاد واجعله بلاغا للحاضر والباد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. اعتدلوا تراصوا تقاربوا تناظروا صمت الخلل، حادوا بين المناكب والأقدام، لا تدعوا خروجات الشيطان. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك
إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك باليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذب الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله الحمد. الله أكبر.
الله
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم
الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by Pride in a Time of Shame. And after we introduced the khutbah by khutbah al-haja, I said, all slaves of Allah, the honor and pride cannot be found in anything other than the obedience of Allah, the Almighty. That is the way how to gain pride and honor in every time and at every place. What about it? At the time of shame, and it then cannot be found except in the Tawheed of Allah and following Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Abdullah ibn Mubarak reported in his book Az-Zuhd, and Abu Nu'aym in Al-Hulya, as well as Al-Hakim in Al-Mustadrak, from Tariq ibn Shihab, who said, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out of Medina towards the Sham, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah accompanied us. On the way we passed by a muddy land, and Umar was riding over his camel. But when he came to this muddy area,
He came off the camel and took off his shoes and hung the shoes on his shoulders and then drove the camel through the muddy area. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah said, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you do that, you remove your shoes and put them over your shoulders and you drive your camel your own self through all this muddy area." Umar ibn Khattab, and then he said, Abu Ubaidah said, "I never wish that the people of this area come to see you in this position." Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, "Uwah, Uwah," it's a word to be said to something disliked very badly. And especially when someone is hurt of something. Like if the statement of Abu Ubaidah hurts Umar radiallahu anhu. So he said, "If any other person other than you, O Abu Ubaidah, have said that, I would have made him an example for people after him, people behind him, that they don't say it again." And then he said, "Verily we were the most humiliated and shameful ummah. But Allah Ta'ala brought us pride by Islam. So as if we seek pride in anything other than Islam, Allah Ta'ala will humiliate us and will bring us only shame." Al-Hakim said, this hadith is upon the condition of both Bukhari and Muslim. And Al-Dhahabi agreed with Hakim on that. So let's come to see now how Allah Ta'ala honored His followers, His prophets, messengers, and the awliya of Allah Ta'ala, and the people of the first generation of this ummah, up until they were the masters over many nations on this earth. Look at the example of Adam, the father of mankind, alayhi salam, when Shaitan deceived him and made him to eat from that tree and made him to be taken out of the Jannah, chased out of the Jannah. And by that the Shaitan became very happy. But Adam alayhi salam knew the way of pride, the way of honor. So he repented to his Lord. And Allah Ta'ala accepted his repentance from him and honored him and gave him pride and gave his enemy, the Shaitan, shame. The like happened to Nuh alayhi salam, as at the time when his people were mocking him and belittling him, Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah number 11, ayah 38 and 39, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ, and he was making the ark. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ, as in every time his people passed by him, they mock him. قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ, if you mock us, we mock you too, the way you mock us. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and you will soon know the ones whom going to receive the torment of shame and the permanent punishment. And as in Surah Al-Qamar, Surah 55, The ayahs from 9 till 16. Allah Ta'ala said, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَزْدُجَرٌ. These people after Nuh alayhi salam, who rejected the call of their prophets, Allah Ta'ala said that before them, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, they rejected the call of Nuh and named him liar. And they said crazy. And they yelled at him to shut his mouth. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ. So he directed his face to his Lord and asked and invoked Allah. أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. I've been defeated. I've been oppressed. So revenge for me, O my Lord. Allah Ta'ala then responded. And Allah Ta'ala said, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمَرٍ. We opened the gates of heaven with running water. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. And we have exploded the earth. Fountains everywhere. فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ. So the water from the heavens and the water from the floor, from the ground, met together and formed massive waves and flood. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. And we have carried him on the ark that he made out of wood and nails that they used to mock him for, because he was in a sham and there is no sea. So they were mocking him. They laugh and say, Nuh, what is that? You make a boat on land where there is no sea? How are you gonna sail with it? And now when they know the truth, that this ark, which does not look like boats, it's completely sealed like a bowl. When the flood came to flood all the earth, not for a part of it being exempted. So that boat was floating, that ark was floating over the floods. And then Allah Ta'ala said, تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُونِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفْر. It was running by yani our sighting or our control as a reward given to the one who was rejected. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. And we left it behind as a sign for people who want to think. For people who want to think. To see how is my torment and my punishment and my warnings. And here also is the father of prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam. When his people brought on a massive fire that they spent months putting it on until it was so hot to limits that they were not able to come close to through Ibrahim, and to the limits that any birds flew over it were burned immediately just by the heat. That fire, because Ibrahim alayhi salam has seek the proper way of earning pride and honor and victory from Allah, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. Allah did not make him to escape. Allah did not raise him. the way he raised Isa. But Allah Ta'ala made him to be thrown inside the fire and come out of it walking. Only little places of his clothes were burnt, and nothing else was burnt of him. Only some little places, for that they see and know that Ibrahim was not taken from the side of the fire or away from the fire, but he was in the fire. And the same happened to Musa alayhi salam. When Fir'aun and his soldiers chased them, chased Musa, his brother Harun, and the Bani Israel, and they came by the coast, finding nowhere to escape to. They, Bani Israel, said then, "Whoa, we are now caught." Musa said, "Nay. Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayadeen." "Nay, my Lord is with me. He will guide me." By that type of belief, Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim, commanded Ibrahim to hit the sea with his stick. And the sea went into 12 ways. As the number of the Bani Israel, the tribes of Bani Israel, every tribe went through one way. Each tribe looking to the other. Crossed the sea like a mirror, only like a glass only between them. And they were walking safely. And when they passed the sea, Allah made Fir'aun to enter it. And when they were in the middle of it, Allah Ta'ala collapsed it on them, made him to drown and die. And the way, same way, Isa alayhi salam, when Bani Israel, when the Yahud chased him, they wanted to kill him, Allah Ta'ala turned the face of one of them to be exactly the same face of Isa. And his people even did not look to the dimensions of the body. Allah Ta'ala made them not even to look to that. Although the man was shouting, crying, "It is not me, Isa, it is me. I'm not Isa, it is me, Bolus." But they crucified him. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 157 and 158, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And they're saying that we killed the Messiah Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Mary, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. They admitted that he was Rasulullah. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. But Allah Ta'ala said, no, they did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But Allah Ta'ala made one of them to be exactly the same face of him. For that they were fully agreed that he is the one, he is Isa. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. But for those who have doubts around him, they have no knowledge of him. It's only the doubts that they follow. وَمَا قَتَلُهُ يَقِينًا. But they did not kill him certainly. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. However, Allah Ta'ala raised him to him, meaning to the heavens. And he is still alive. He is still alive. And the way of his life there is different from the way of our life here. He does not get old. No counting of age in the heavens. Age counts only here on the earth. But in the heavens, no count for age. So he's still living exactly the same as the time he was raised. And he will be descended, he will be sent down again at the end of life, same age of the time that he was raised. Naam. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And these are the prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah: Ayyub, Ismail, Idris, Zalkifl, Zalnun, Zakariya. Their people belittled them and rejected them and mocked them and named them very bad names. But Allah Ta'ala bestowed His mercy upon them, bestowed His victory on them, bestowed His honor on them, and He gave them pride. He made them proud of their deed, of their iman. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, the ayat from 83 until 94. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Ayyub, as when he called his Lord, "Oh my Lord, harm has touched me, and you are the most merciful one." فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرُّ. So we have responded to his call, and we have cured him from the harm that approached him. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَ لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And we gave him his family and a similar number of them to him as a mercy from us and a reminder for those worshippers. The story of Ayyub is a very nice story. He had lots of children, one beautiful wife, long hair, the longest hair in the town. And he had big farms. And he was the most rich one amongst the people in that land. Ayyub never, ever dishonored his Lord. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to put him on the trial. So Allah Ta'ala caused him to lose his money first. And his farms were burned. His children died one after another, until he was only him and his wife. And Allah Ta'ala put the trial on his body, made him to be sick, illness after illness, illness added to another illness, until he was afflicted with an illness that removed all the skin, so he cannot even stay in where it is windy or anything can touch his flesh. So his wife took him to, and the people of his town commanded his wife to take him out of the town because the smell of his illnesses annoyed them. So his wife took him to the spoiled area and she brought ash and made it as a mat for him, or as a mattress for him to lie on it, so that the soil does not harm his flesh. But when Allah Ta'ala found Ayyub so patient, trust, and he is depending on his Lord, believing in his Lord, he never lost his belief, he was all the time patient to all this type of trials, he, Allah Ta'ala, then changed his situation. Allah commanded him to hit the floor behind him, the ground behind him, underneath him, beneath him. So water came off that area, spoiled area. Allah Ta'ala said to him, اضرب برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب. It is a cold water for showering and it is cold water for drinking. Shower yourself from it and drink from it. Spoiled area. Once he drank and took shower, he became very healthy. Like day one. And Allah Ta'ala poured over him gold, lots of gold, and he was collecting that gold saying, "Oh Allah, I'm really very poor to whatsoever you send me down." And when his wife came to see him, she did not know him. She did not recognize him. She still remembered this image, that this was the image of her husband before being sick. And it cannot be same man in this few hours. She asked him, saying that, "May Allah be merciful with you. You look like my husband when he was young. Have you seen my husband? An old man, sick man, laying down here?" He said, "You mean Ayyub?" She said, "Yes." He said, "I'm Ayyub." And Allah Ta'ala gave him children, and same number added to it. Yani, if he had 10, Allah gave him 20. Just to support him. Now, and at that time his people came to him apologizing and accepting his call. Naam. Wa Ismail wa Idrisa wa Dhal Kifli kullum min as-sabirin. Look, abidin, first of all, this one attribute, one cause of how to earn the honor from Allah Ta'ala. Abideen, worshippers. Sabireen, patience. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. صالحين, pious. وَذَنُّونِ إِذَّابَ مُغَاضِبًا. And the Noon, Yunus ibn Matta alayhi salam, when his people rejected his call, he left them very angry, and he said he's not going to stay in their town, and he left. فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. And he thought that we, when he left his town, he came to the beach and he got on a boat. When the boat sailed at the middle of the sea, the boat was found overweight. So the sailor said to them, "One of you guys need to jump off. We cannot return back to the beach, and he cannot continue. We cannot continue with this number of people." So every time they they toss, and come on Ayyub. So on the third time he decided to jump off. They said, "No Ayyub." Yunus. "No Yunus, you are a prophet and messenger. You don't jump." He said, "No. If three times thus come on me, that means that Allah wants me to jump. So I jump." And he jumped. And once he jumped, guess what? A wave came to that shore area and opened his mouth and swallowed Yunus. And went down deep in the ocean. And very dark area. It's already dark in the stomach of the whale. It's already very dark. But it went down even the darkness of the depth, and then the darkness of night. And then Yunus alayhi salam called his Lord. He said, "La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin." Really, no God, true God, but you. Glory be you. Verily, I am one of the oppressors. So Allah Ta'ala said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Four. Now, mu'mineen. So we responded to his call, and we survived him from what he had of the worries. And the same way we survived the believers. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And Zakaria, when he called his Lord, "Oh my Lord, do not leave me alone with no children, and you are the best inheritor." فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. Allah Ta'ala said, we responded to him and we gave him Yahya and we made his wife capable of getting pregnant. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ Five now. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ They barely used to approach us as fast as they can with the good deeds. With the good deeds. They always do the good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا And they always invoke us and call us رَغَبًا Hoping. Hoping what we have of mercy. وَرَهَبًا Fearing what we have of punishment. So, these are seven. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ And they were in humiliation to us. They were very humble to us. Eight now. وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهِ This is the mother of Isa. And the one who protected her private part. فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا And we blown in her. Look, in her, not in it, not in the vagina, but in her, in Mary. Because the angel Jibreel came and blown from the upper part of the chest, inside the clothes. And this air blown came down and got into the private part and get into the womb and become Isa. So it is not وَنَفَقْنَا فِيهِ meaning your vagina, no, but وَنَفَقْنَا فِيهَا meaning Maryam عليه السلام. وَجَعَلْنَا وَابْنَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ Verily, this ummah, your ummah is only one ummah. One ummah. So if you try to make it two, you're not going to be succeeding. So be careful. Do not be the cause of the split of the ummah. No parties in this ummah. No political parties, no religious parties, no parties at all in this ummah. No parties. We are only one party. We are one party. We are the party of as-sunnah wal-jama'ah. At-tawheed. No shirk. No bid'ah. But only the sunnah, the tawheed and sunnah. فَاعْبُدُوا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ And verily I am your Lord, so worship me alone. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ And they were discussing their matters. And they knew, but they all are coming back to us. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ And that one who does the worshipping deeds, the good deeds, while being a believer, then his deeds are not going to be rejected and ignored. But we are going to write them all. And look to the Imam of the Prophets and the best of mankind and awliya. Allah Ta'ala gave him from this izzah, the pride and honor, the most he ever gave to any. He gave him the most that he ever gave to anybody. And that is because he and his companions faced the most of the mocking and belittling and humiliation. So, those people, the kuffar, tried to humiliate Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. But Allah Ta'ala supported him. For his iman and his companions iman. Naam, and for his patience. And that's why in Badr, for example, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel with a big number of army of the angels, one riding behind the other, having weapons that never miss their targets, musawwimin, to fight with them. And here, when his enemies from the Yahud and the pagans of Arab had the agreement to fight against Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina, as in Ghazwat al-Khandaq, Ghazwat al-Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala honored him and supported him. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah al-Ahzab, Surah 33, Ayah 25, وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْضِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال وكان الله قويا عزيزا عزا. And Allah Ta'ala returned those people, the kuffar, biting on their lips for that they could not fight Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they did not save their time from cutting all this distance from Makkah till Medina. Because they came until Medina, but Allah Ta'ala made them unable to fight because of the trench that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had digged by the advice of Salman al-Farisi, and the soldiers that Allah Ta'ala sent, which they, the Muslims, did not see. They did not know. Allah sent over them the wind and the low temperature. It was very cold, extremely cold. And it was very windy. The scholars of history said that no tent could remain once they built it. No fire could continue once they started. And their boats, once they put them over the rocks and start putting the fire on, the wind turned the pots off and all the food be destroyed. So they decided to go back. These soldiers, the wind, the temperature, etc., it's all from Allah Ta'ala. These are soldiers. These are soldiers came by the command of Allah. And even Allah Ta'ala placed fear in the hearts of the Yahud after the pagans of Arabs under the leadership of Abu Sufyan, when they returned back to Mecca, Allah Ta'ala placed fear into the hearts of the Yahud. Even before Rasulullah ﷺ moved from Medina, they were in Tabuk, they were in Khaybar and in Tabuk, and they were so scared. They started destroying their homes, their houses, a month before Rasulullah ﷺ approached them. They started destroying everything. And when the mushrikeen of the Arabs of Mecca, the pagans of Mecca, chased him when he migrated from Mecca, Allah Ta'ala protected him. They came to the cave where he was hiding, him and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in. But they could not see him. Not because a spider came and built a net, and a vegan came and put its eggs on that net. No, this all is not correct. Not authentic. But it is because Allah Ta'ala made them not to see that even there is a cave. They were by the gate of the cave, but they did not even imagine that there is a cave. That's how Allah Ta'ala protected His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, they would have checked the cave. It's not that big, and it is easy to just get in and check, and they are already there. But they did not even see it. They did not even see that there is a cave. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah, Surah 9, Ayah 40, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا بِالْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Now, notice with me, every time Allah Ta'ala mention His support to His awliya, He mentioned at the end of the ayah, Haki, Aziz, Aziz, Aziz. This is from, and the word, yani, Izzah, is from the word Aziz. So, Allah Ta'ala give the honor and pride to His awliya. Allah Ta'ala said, if you do not support Him, meaning Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, verily Allah has supported him when his people, when the kuffar of Mecca have chased him out of his town, and there were only two men, him and Abu Bakr Siddiq, in the cave when Abu Bakr was telling, when he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling Abu Bakr Siddiq, because Abu Bakr Siddiq said to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if one of them now look to where his foot is, they're gonna see us. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to Abu Bakr. Now they were speaking, and the people are up in the on the cave. They even could not hear that discussion. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is speaking, yani, very conveniently. He's not scared. He's not annoyed. He said to him, "Don't be sad. Verily Allah is with us." Allahu Akbar. This type of iman. This type of iman and tawakkul, trust in Allah Ta'ala, is the cause of honor. And any time you are found in shame or in humiliation, it is not to do like what people doing today. They copy the kuffar, the Westerners, and they do like them, suicide bombing, they go out on demonstration, protest, write on newspapers against the rulers, speak on media. Now all this is not the way of honor, akhi. This is not the way of pride. And you can't look at it, you can't see it in the West and anywhere you go. They still cannot have it. They still cannot have it. But the only ones who had it are the prophets and the followers of the prophets. From the time of Adam until the time of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Naam. And here Umar ibn Khattab in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, why this compromise? Why? Aren't we on the truth? Aren't we on the haq? He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. Yes, we are. He said, aren't they on the battle, on the false? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, they are. Here Umar said, aren't our martyrs in the Jannah and their killed people in the fire? He said, yes. Umar then said, so why we be the lower hand? Ya Rasulullah, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, O Umar, verily I am the messenger of Allah, and Allah would not make me, would not leave me astray, not make me go astray. And then the ayah from the Quran, the ayah of the Quran came, was descended, ayah of Surah Al-Fath, ayah 1, where Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا, and it informed that this type of compromise was the conqueror. The conqueror. Why? Because only 2 years after this incident, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back, conquered Mecca, with no even a drop of blood spilled there. And it was turned to a land of Islam since then. Umar, once he hears this ayah, he becomes settled and convenient. And he knew that it is the conquering. So, at the times when people see a situation as a situation of humility and shame, Allah Ta'ala, by the iman of this person, by the grasping on the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and before that tawheed of Allah, Allah turns it to be one of the times of honor. Of honor, because it was by the obedience of Allah. And this is exactly what happened to the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when they migrated to Al-Habash, the Abyssinia, and there was the king, Al-Najashi, was Christian. So when they came and settled, Quraysh found it a good chance now to make a trap for the Muslims and bring them back to Mecca to torment. So they sent Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah chasing them and to convince Al-Najashi that these people disrespect your prophet Isa and his mother Maryam. So when they came, they told Al-Najashi about that. Al-Najashi knows Amr ibn al-As already. And they brought lots of gifts to Al-Najashi and his people. So Al-Najashi, and this is the victory of Allah Ta'ala, because the belief, the tawheed that the Sahaba had, the sunnah that they so Ja'far ibn Abi Talib stood and recited whatever ayat from Surah Maryam talking about Isa and his mother. And Najashi immediately cried and he said, this is by Allah only or exactly the same what Isa alayhi salam came with. It came from the same source. He said like that. He said, this speech is exactly from the same source of what Isa alayhi salam came with. And then he rejected the request of Amr ibn As and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah, and he turned them back home and he gave them all the gifts they brought. Take your gifts and go back. And Allah Ta'ala honored his awliya at that time. So by that you can earn the honor of Allah and the support and the pride. This was the first khutbah, and then the second khutbah he said, O slaves of Allah, really the honor of Allah to the awliya of Allah is as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3, ayah 139, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not feel shame of your religion. Not like many people today, they feel shame of their religion. They feel shame. They try to please the other by leaving their religion. If not all, bits and pieces. Just to show them that we are with you. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And do not feel sad that people mock you or harm you or whatsoever. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ. Why? Because you are the higher. In reality, you are the higher. Because you are worshipping the one who is in the highest. They are worshipping the shaitan who is in the lowest. So you are the higher, not them. You are the higher. Now, you want to please the one in the highest. But they only want to please the one in the lowest. Their desires and the shaitan that calls them to the haram and the shirk. And عز الله تعالى سير سورة المنافقون سورة 63 آية نمبر 8 يقولون المنافقون saying لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة. This was after the battle of Uhud. Because Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the منافقين in Medina, came with 1,000 of his people with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were 3,000 mujahideen. On the middle of the way, and as you see, in Medina, if you go to Medina, Masjid Nabawi and Uhud, this is not far area. Just at the middle of the way, Abdullah ibn Ubay and his people returned back, and they said, we cannot fight at this time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost 1/3 of the army. And not only that, on the way back, he, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, may Allah's curse be on him, said, لَإِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنَ الْأَذَلِ. He said, once we return back to Medina, the one, the honorable one of us, will chase out the dishonorable one. And he means by the honorable one, himself. And the dishonorable one is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ. The honor belongs to Allah. Pride belongs to Allah. وَلِرَسُولِ. And it is given from Allah to His Messenger. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is given also to the believers, and not for anyone else other than them. Not to anyone else other than them. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَيَعْلَمُ. But the munafiqeen do not know. Munafiqeen do not know. Now, Allah Ta'ala guided His son, Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the son of Ubay. His son is also called Abdullah. Allah guided him to Islam, and he was one good companion. So he stood for his father by the way, and he said to him, and he took his sword out, and he said, no enemy of Allah. You won't enter Medina until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow you to enter it. So you know who is the honorable one, who is the dishonorable one. So it is practically habit. Now, and this is the way that Allah Ta'ala honors His people, His awliya. His awliya is slaves and true slaves. Once they worship Him alone and follow His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, Surah 24, Ayah 55, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you and those who do the good deeds that He, Allah Ta'ala, will make them over the others on the earth. كَمَ اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. As He, Allah Ta'ala, made those who believe before them over the others, over the disbelievers. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And He, Allah Ta'ala, will make their religion that He chosen for them the most apparent religion, and it is above all the other religions. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And He will change their fear to security. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شيئا. يعبدونني لا يشركون بي. This is the condition that they worship me and never associate nothing with me in worship. ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. And whoever disbelieve after that, those are the فاسقون. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3, Ayah 186, لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا تتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. You're going to be chased by or in your wealth and yourselves, meaning the loss of your wealth and the death of your people. ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا. And you're going to hear by your ears from those people of sculpture and those mushrikeen. Lots of speech that harms you, lots of speech that annoy you, annoy you. But if you be patient with that, this is one important thing for earning the honor and pride, to be patient. To be patient. Do not always respond to the what the kuffar try to take as a cause for fitna. Naam? Do not respond to the fitna. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. As if you be patient and fear Allah. Look at that. Fear Allah. Fear Allah in everything with everyone. You have to fear Allah. You have to fear Allah. Verily that is فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Verily that is from the what do we call that? It is in my mind. I could not get it. I know the word, but somewhere there. It will come, inshallah. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Rum, Surah 30, Ayah 47, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a right upon us for the believers to support them. And when it is a right upon Allah, believe me, there is no any possibility that Allah Ta'ala doesn't give it to you. It will be given to you. Allah will support you. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Surah 4, Ayah 14, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And verily Allah Ta'ala will not make a way for the believers, for the disbelievers to shame or humiliate or overtake the believers. Now one might say, okay, but what we see today, yes, what we see today does not contradict this. It is exactly as what Allah Ta'ala said here. Because the Muslims today are not upon what Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55, to worship Him alone and to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Muslims today are not like that. But once they return back to that, believe me, they are going to overtake everyone and every land. And maybe without even any drop of blood. And Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Surah 63, Ayah 8, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And verily honor belongs to Allah, and it is given to His Messenger and to the believers. These are the causes of honor and pride, O Ummah of Islam. Obeying your Lord, following your Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, grasping over the robe that Allah Ta'ala put down for you on the earth, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. So are you going to be one who know what can honor him? And are you going to know what people are planning for you and what Allah Ta'ala wants for you? So you immediately run to your ulama, to your scholars, and cooperate with your rulers. And whatsoever is an obedience of Allah. And by that Allah Ta'ala will bestow His victory on you and raise your religion above all other religions and ride the honor and pride for you as a sign of you. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If there is any question related to the topic. Say again? Musa?
Yes.
Ibrahim, you mean?
Sorry, Ibrahim.
Ibrahim? How many days? Yes. I really don't know.
Someone said 40 days.
Allah knows best.
But if it's even just thrown like that, I told you that the birds were... As long as no questions, inshallah, we begin the class, inshallah.